Hi, travelers. We are postponing this week's episode for a few reasons, but one of them is that we'd like to take a moment to focus on this historical moment and to say that Black lives matter.
The Black community's fight for human rights is not by any means a new one, but we do find ourselves in a time when many more non-Black people are waking up to it. We think it's important to ask ourselves who we want to be at this crucial moment in history and to behave in a way that we can be proud of.
With that in mind, neither of us are Black, so we can only speak for non-Black people and what we feel we ought to be doing under the circumstances. Those things are...
1. Protesting.
2. Supporting the protests.
3. Donating to Black-led organizations that are fighting racism, police brutality, and the prison industrial complex.
4. Helping to educate and spread information.
5. Emailing and calling elected officials.
And 6. Talking to our own friends and family members who are not yet ready to be a part of the movement.
We'll be putting links in the show notes where you can get information and find out more about how to support the Black Lives Matter movement. But because we have already seen a lot of resources on 1 through 5, we wanted to talk a bit more about 6, talking to our own friends and family members who are not yet ready to be a part of the movement.
For me, what that looks like is helping to educate family members who are already intellectually and emotionally in support of Black Lives Matter, but are not yet sure how to participate. I sent my family members the Anti-Racist Allyship Starter Pack document, which we're leaving the link to in the show notes, and I propose that we each pick a few articles or videos to read or watch and then discuss as a family. That way, I'm making it something we can do together and acting as a resource but not as a lecturer.
For me, what that looks like is talking to loved ones who are coming from a more conservative starting point. I've learned that debating people is not actually a functional tactic as much as I might like it to be. So I've created a document, which is also linked in the show notes, with some tips on how to get initially resistant friends or family members to align themselves with Black Lives Matter without trying to debate them.
If you are not Black, we hope that you are doing everything in your power to be a part of the Black Lives Matter movement in whatever way you can. If you are Black, we want you to know that we stand with you.
Be safe and make us proud. We'll see you soon.